listening to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, thanks for joining us in our guest segment of The Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. I am your host, Dave Hodges, and we have a regular guest on, Robert Griswold. We have a few regular guests, but Bob is one of them, and he's from readymaderesources.com, and we're going to be exploring a lot of things. Something you've heard me talk a lot about in recent times, the food supply in this country, and we're going to get into that in some detail. And, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, we got to pay a couple bills. One, we're going to talk about food supply, so I'm going to talk to you about supplying your own food. If you haven't got 2 years of stored food, you are behind the eight ball right now. Bob Griswold will confirm this when we bring him on live. It's 2 years. FEMA and DHS and President Trump have said 6 months in the past. It's 2 years, and I recommend you have seeds. In addition to that, and so you need to be ordering this food long term. Now, the company we represent, MPS, has not raised their prices one iota. In fact, actually, the sales price they had for the 4 week and 2 week packages that you can order multiple sets for, they are still at the same level as they were in January. No price gouging here, and they didn't sell out to the Fed like so much of our competition did. So this is your best bet, and this may be your last chance before the feds come in and really clamp down. Storable food, 2 years. How do you get it? Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you need food, you need water, we have the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter. And the research on the site says it's the best there is. You look at the research, it's not testimonials, it's hardcore research. Filters out almost everything so you can turn that bad standing water into drinking water. And on the, according to the Naval War College, on the fifth day of a crisis, waterborne illnesses become the leading cause of death. This will save lives. How do you get yours? Waterwithdave.com. That's waterwithdave.com. And you got preparewithdave.com. You got food, you got water, and now we have Bob Griswold. Bob, thanks for joining us. We're going into a really grim, grim period here in our country, and if you want to paralyze a country, you do it with the food, don't you?
Well, Dave, they're doing it in so many different ways. I mean, it's surprising, even to me, how quickly Americans are being conditioned to accept a totalitarianism in our country. That, you know, it first it was just a few weeks, and now it was the end of April, and now maybe May, and now the summer's gone, and New York is not going to open the schools again until September. I mean, talk about being boiled alive slowly. I mean, they're never going to let this thing go.
No.
I mean, they're just going to keep it up and up and up, and there'll be another one. Oh, well, we got to do it for this thing and that thing and the other thing. And then when the food crisis has begun, which has already begun, I mean, I don't want to use too much information, but I had it on a very good source from a local law enforcement that Walmart was limiting the amount of hamburger people could buy to one package. And this is conditioning the American mind, because I think Henry Kissinger said it, others have said it, if you control the food, you can control the people. That's what they did in the former Soviet Union. They controlled the food, so Ivan was too busy getting food rather than protesting the poor conditions under which the communist government of Russia had perpetrated upon those people. So he spent his all day long in food lines. Well, we see these now, miles-long food lines, where people are in their cars just waiting to get something given to them. I mean, Dave, it's too late. Get what you can get. I mean, you know, just get what you can get. And I would tell this for your benefit, Dave. If you order from Dave, please don't call up in 2 weeks later and tell him you want to cancel. It's a nightmare right now to cancel an order. It takes 10 times longer to cancel an order than it does to place an order. Because you have to go through the paperwork, find the paperwork, which is volumes, Then you have to go to the distributor, which would be My Patriot Supply, and then have them cancel it. And if they don't cancel, they forget to cancel because they're busy. It's just, it's a nightmare. So if you order food, you know, be prepared to wait because you have waited too long. And I just want to be brutal about that, Dave, because it's really, I know a lot of people that are doing this right now, and it's brutal in this industry, and people call up and, oh, I changed my mind. You know, this is not going to go away. This is a Marxist move to our country to try to take over all of our freedoms. I fully expect the Democrats to completely crash the food delivery system in this country so that they have the ability to control you. You'll have to get your vaccine card. You'll have to have your social media score. You'll have to have the right pedigree, the Democratic pedigree, to get the premier good food if you want. If you don't want to eat the gruel that the commoners eat, you'll have to jump through hoops and do things, favors, you know, because we've seen it as Trump's exposed. The absolute cronyism and favoritism that the Democrats and others have done, you know, if you know people in power, you get what you need. If you don't know people in power, government gruel for you. And that's the way it's going to be. So unless God in his mercy intervenes in this and gives us mercy we do not deserve, we're headed down this line right now. I fully expect them to use this virus as a cover for many acts of totalitarianism. I mean, you know, the government has no authority over the Church of Jesus Christ. If people want to get together and meet, it is their prerogative to meet. The government has no ability to tell you cannot meet. It might recommend you don't meet, but to give people, one church, they gave people, everybody in that church, a $500 ticket. And they were meeting in their cars, Dave. They weren't even getting out. They were keeping in their cars, and the pastor was speaking to them through a microphone into their cars, and each one was given a $500 fine. This is outrageous in America. I mean, totally outrageous. And it's, and again, unless we finally say this is enough, they're going to keep doing it. We know that once a government gets a power, they never give it back. World War One, the temporary income tax to pay for the war. Well, as I've said before, 70,000 pages later, It is a behemoth monster to the American people. And so then, if you're in good graces with the government, you get your government stimulus check. And it's just going to go on and on and on, Dave. So this virus, yes, deadly. This virus, I mean, hopefully they get it under control. And I do think it will come back. I think it is a biological weapon out of Wuhan. Yes. I think it's designed to do things to people that there's going to be reoccurring symptoms. It's like some diseases, cryptosporidium, you never get it out of your system. It can come back. It's just like, you know, a herpes virus. It can keep coming. It can go away and come back and go away and come back. It can just hide into your, I think it's your spinal ganglia hides and come back whenever stresses or whatever conditions of your body make it favorable. I don't think there's just one of them they're going to release. I think this is a biblical plague that's going to be perpetrated upon the people of this world. And, you know, those that have built their ark are going to fare much better than those that don't. And I just want to address something right now. It's time to go into secret mode. You know, you don't want to be telling people. I even go this far, Dave. Tell people to go down to Goodwill and buy clothes that's a couple sizes too big. Make it look like you're losing weight with everybody else. You know, because if you're the guy who's still fitting perfectly into your blue jeans and everybody else looks like a skin and bones in their blue jeans, that guy has food. I mean, you're really going to have to practice the art of deception, as Sang Tzu said in The Art of War. It's a time right now of deep concern. It's a time of mourning. It's a time that we see the evisceration and loss of our freedoms. And it's a time that hopefully most of us have got our preparations in order. I will tell you that 60% of the orders coming into our company are new customers. These are people who probably laughed at us, Dave. You know, I just mentioned, it's not the preppers that are creating these shortages. It's the people who laughed at preppers that are creating the shortages. The preppers already have their food. They have people that really took it seriously, ordered from you 2 or 3 years ago. I mean, that's what they did. People who took me seriously got their ham radio license. Maybe bought some night vision. You know, got their water filter. Whatever. Right now, you have all these Johnny-come-latelys that are just panicked because all of a sudden, you know, yeah, I want to paint up the scenario. Here's Noah building the ark. And, you know, he's hammering it away. And according to, you know, what I understand the Bible and most theologians, it had never rained up to that time. There's a canopy of vapor that covered the planet. So they, and Noah was going to tell a big flood's coming. And they were mocking him. I mean, mocking him for what he was saying. Dave, what do you think happened when they closed that door and all of a sudden floodwaters started coming? The mockers, what did they do? They wanted to get in. Well, right now we see massive amounts of people who laughed at you and me, Steve and Quayle and Hagmans and Mike Adams laughed at us, called us conspiracy nuts, called us, you know, alarmists, fear porn guys. They're the ones right now that are down there, you know, buying toilet paper in unbelievable amounts. They're the ones creating the shortages because we don't need to. And so we're going to see this stampede panic, especially as the government allows things to go from bad to worse, you know, with this thing. I mean, you know, major meat packing producers are shutting down because of the virus. We wonder what's going to happen with the harvest because of the virus. We wonder what's going to happen to the trucking because of the virus. You know, they said 2 million people might die because of the virus, but the real cause of it might be the secondary and tertiary effects of the virus. You know, they intentionally starve people to death because they've so just screwed the system up that you can't get the food to people in time. And so, I mean, this is the days which we live in. I pray to God it does go back to normal, but I don't know if it ever will go back to normal.
And so it's not going to, as long as he has his advisors. You know, Bob, I haven't put this out fully yet, but I've done some research on Trump's COVID-19 team. Every one of the dozen have allegiances directly or indirectly to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which means they're beholden to vaccines over things like antiviral drugs such as hydroxychloroquine. And what we're looking at here is the nation's being directed away from what works into what's unproven and what could be very dangerous. And then there's a junior partner that incorporates about a third of his advising team called Eli Lilly. And Eli Lilly is a junior partner in the Gates Foundation. And so the president has no one around him right now. We're talking from Mnuchin to Fauci to Birx. They are all compromised. They all have conflicts of interest. They should all be fired. They should all be prosecuted. They violated so many federal statutes, you can't even name them all. And, Bob, we have no chance because the president is either complicit or he's been conquered or he's woefully stupid to be going down this path.
You know, I want to be careful because I don't think he's stupid. And I understand. He is surrounded, and the feeling you must feel like when you're surrounded by people who their main interest is not the American people. Their main interest is financially lining their pockets.
Right.
And that's what he's surrounded with, everybody that just wants to financially line their pockets. I mean, and gosh, we're seeing some very draconian things coming up in the stimulus 2 package that they're going to try to perpetrate on the American people. Government allowing to track people by their cell phone. I mean, not that they do it clandestinely, that now they have the open lawful right to do it. And where is the Supreme Court in all this? I mean, saying, no, you can't do this. This is unconstitutional. Where's the Constitution in all this? How quickly people are giving up their rights for a stimulus check, which, I mean, how did the government get that stimulus money from you? So they take $4,000 from you, give you $2,000 back, and then they say they need to raise taxes $4,000. I mean, it's really that kind of Ponzi scheme. I mean, it's unbelievable. Dave, I'm beside myself and almost at a loss for words at what I see going on and people just sitting back and not saying anything. And then we have all the little Nazis coming out. You know, you watch them on YouTube. You're not wearing your mask. You're out after curfew. I'm going to call the police on you. I mean, you've seen them, haven't you? The spirit of the Nazis is coming out in people. I mean, my gosh, this is America, the land of the free and the home of the brave. You know, George Washington fought the Revolutionary War during a smallpox pandemic, for goodness sake.
Yeah, I know. I know. The answer here is very simple. The president cleans house in his inner circle, or we have to revolt. I don't see any middle ground.
It's to me, it's unbelievable. Just unbelievable to watch this going on. So what I'm going to tell people is this. Dave, if you can get them food, they need to go. I'd say go to you first, okay? Get it. And folks, I'm telling you, don't call Dave up and say, I need my food, and then say, next week, where's it at? You're not going to get it next week. You've waited too long. This is going to be a protracted thing that we're facing. Be prepared to wait. And this is something the American people don't like to do because, you know, I push a button and I have it. And it's not that America anymore. You know, everything, the internet's slowing down. They want to control the amount of information that's being able to be passed back and forth between videos. Try to go download YouTube videos or whatever. They've slowed it down. The highest YouTube video I think right now you can get is a 480 of resolution. And so, you know, the days of just calling it up and saying I want it tomorrow are coming to an end. So I'm just saying if you go to order, plan on waiting. But I'm telling you, 3 months from now, or 2 months, whenever you get it, you're going to be glad you have it, because in 2 or 3 months from now, it's just going to be 2 or 3 months further down this road. Because I just saw that New York is planning on saying schools don't open up till September.
If that.
And now they're saying, do you know how we were going to be saved by the summer, and the summer he was going to kill the bacteria? Well, the headlines on Drudge are saying, you know, there's a new version out that's going to just loves the summer. And so whatever it is, whatever the reality of this virus thing is, the reality is these tyrants are using it for absolutely unconstitutional, draconian, anti-liberty, you know, Nazi-like tactics on the American people.
Well, we're undergoing a coup. Fossey should be tried as a traitor and handled accordingly. I mean, he's saying now 18 months for lockdown because we'll have a wave two of the virus. Well, there's going to be the next virus and the next virus, and there'll never be any escape.
Your papers, please.
Well, we're already there.
I know.
We're already there.
Where's your travel documents? Where's your vaccination card? Where's your social media Discord does not allow you to travel, Dave. I'm sorry, you can't leave. I mean, you know, the 21 million cell phones turned off in China. I don't know if all those people died or if they just took their cell phones away from them. Because in China, if you get your cell phone taken away from you, you might as well will work for food sign and go on the side of the street and become a beggar, because that's all you're going to be able to do. If you don't have a cell phone in China, you have no social media score. You can't even get on the subway. So whether they died or whether they've been regulated to absolute dire abject poverty, that's what's happened in China. That's what we see coming on right now in America. Your Social Security? Oh, you didn't get your vaccine. You can't get your Social Security card check anymore. Your stimulus check? I mean, you know what? Do you know how they get the final Jews out of the Warsaw Ghetto? Hunger. If you come down and go to one of our relocation centers where they have nice warm showers, you will get a bunch of marmalade and bread. And that's historic fact, Dave. That's no joke. And just get on the train, and we're going to take you to one of our relocation centers where you can write postcards back home and tell your friends how good everything is, and you'll be fed, and we're going to give you a nice shower when you get there. Well, we know what happened. I mean, Dave, again, I go back to this. If a Democrat, and I look at this creature from hell, Northam, signs the abortion bill on Good Friday, allows you to murder babies. And again, anybody who can take a child that's born and decide, well, it doesn't deserve to live, and then dissect it and sell its parts, you know, for money. There is nothing that person will not do that is wicked. They will do anything, and I mean anything. As much as I have a religious opposition to Islam, I know what's going on right now when the Chinese have taken all these people of the Islamic faith and put them in these concentration camps. The Chinese soldiers are raping their women. I mean, that's what's going on. And unless the American people wake up, if God doesn't give us the spirit of George Washington, you know, Patrick Henry, you know, Benjamin Franklin, Chesty Puller, have to throw a good Marine in there, you know, and say, no, this is enough. Enough is enough. We'll take what the virus delivers because it'll be far less than what you deliver. And we're headed down a very, very dark road, Dave. And we've talked about this for a long time. You've talked about it. You've written, I mean, endless articles on what we are seeing coming to pass. I mean, Quayle's talked about it. Hagman's talked about it. I mean, Michael Adams talked about it. Everybody has mentioned this. You know, the road to tyranny is paved with good intentions. The road to tyranny is paved with we're from the government. We're to help, here to help. And right now I just cannot imagine what it must be like in New York City if you live in a tenement home on the 13th floor in paper thin walls and you're restricted to that house and your neighbors are screaming at each other. You know, the kids are upset. I mean, good grief. You know, I'll face the virus rather than that. And take my chances. And hopefully I live. And if I live, I have the antibodies and I won't get sick again. So,
well, the one thing that we're looking at here, though, too, listen, the virus is real. Mike Adams has the best research on it. He has the best numbers. But the numbers are also being inflated, and it shows intent. And I don't know that the inflation of the numbers is having a dramatic enough of an effect to say this has turned into an absolute fraud, but it shows the direction that they want to take us, where they want to keep us imprisoned with false numbers. Let me give you an example. I've had, probably well over a dozen conversations with nurses and doctors, and I had one conversation with a doctor in New York who told me that he had a patient die from diabetes-related kidney failure. They changed the death certificate to coronavirus. In Baton Rouge, you had a mother dying, and they tried to deliver a fetus. It was 22 weeks premature. It had no chance to live, and they listed the cause of death as a coronavirus. In Connecticut, you had a man, a governor, who said, poor family, they lost their son to coronavirus. The family was in the media an hour later, saying it was a lie, the kid died from a home accident. We're seeing this intention all across the board. And by the way, Bob, every single medical professional I've talked to said that this occurred in a Democratic-controlled city.
Well, you look at it, you look at the three main epicenters of this disease are New York, Detroit, and New Orleans. I mean, Democratic strongholds. And corrupt to the core. So, you know, I'm going to go back to my premise. If I can murder babies out of the womb, if I can dissect them and cut them open, would I use a virus? Would I even collaborate with the Chinese to use a virus? Because we know they collaborate with them. I mean, they've taken billions from them, and Nancy Pelosi has drivers. I mean, they've infiltrated everything because of the Democrat Party have let them do it. Would I use this virus to try to overthrow an election? Let's have mail-in ballots. I mean, yeah, do you think all the mail will be delivered? Do you think the post office will maybe, you know, people that are working in the post office, probably a very democratic organization, you know, a lot of people, oh, look at this mail, can't read that, you know, hanging Chad address, so let's just throw it in the junk mine. You know, how to steal an election. Use a virus, perpetrate it upon the American people, take away a constitutional right to a ballot, and mail them some fake paper ballot, which we know who'll win if they do that. I mean, it'd be no-brainer who wins. And then, you know, not only do they win the presidency, but, oh, they mysteriously won the House of Representatives and Senate, too. Then they control all three branches of government. And we got a taste of what Barack Obama did to the federal government, the law enforcement, intelligence agencies under, you know, his reign. These people have a streak of vengeance right now. They want to strike back at the people that have destroyed their vision of a new world order. These people get back in power, and they are going to go hell-bent on killing everyone that resisted them. Imprison them, killing them, destroying them, financially bankrupting them, something. Everyone. That's what they will do. And so I know a lot of people probably don't want to hear this right now. I mean, they're already probably depressed at staying in their house, whatever they've done, you know. We knew we were going to come here unless the American people rise up and say, no, we're not doing this. We're not doing it anymore. And I'm not talking about violence. I'm just talking about, no, we're not doing this. I'll take my chances with a virus. We know what governments can do. I mean, Stalinist Russia, 25 million people. Stalin murdered 10, 15 million people during the Holodomor when they killed all the, took all the food in the Ukraine and starved all those people. We know what Adolf Hitler did to the Jews. We know what Mao Zedong did to the Chinese people, 60 million, Pol Pot. I mean, how many more examples in history do we have to have or give before people realize that, you know, what Ronald Reagan said, I'm here from the government, I'm here to help, are probably the most scary words that you can hear. So, you know, we really need to say no more of this and start taking our freedom back, no more. And you're not going to house us like little rats and animals in a zoo. You're not going to do that. But Dave, I'm telling you, they will destroy the food chain. And then you'll have to get your food from government approved ration cards. Those ration cards will be probably laden with either political favor, sexual favor, some way, you know, if you want a manageable amount of food for your family.
Well, okay, so you have that. Before that happens, what will take place?
What you see right now. It's taking place.
Who's gaining control of the food?
It doesn't matter. The fact is, there's not any food. And at the end, the government will take and assume they're here to help, and they'll take control of the food because those horrible preppers, they took it all. Well, it's not the preppers that did it. It's the people who weren't preppers that did it. The government will benefit from it because the government benefits from that type of thing. They'll need to step in and say, you know, you can't get food, you can't do this, you can't do that. All any kind of food that you might like, delicacy food, will probably disappear. And you'll end up with just plain rations type food, you know, gruel, whatever you want to call it. It won't be very appetizing, but it'll keep you alive. And that's what it is, a high starch. High starch diets really affect your ability to do cognitive thinking, take the protein out of your diet. All those types of things that'll end up happening, and you know macaroni, rice, pasta, those types of the meals, and not a lot of protein in them, and vitamins, anything of that nature, enzymes will be probably a thing of the past, except unless you have government favor. I mean, that's the way it happened in the Soviet Union, case after case of defectors saying that if you were in the party, you got to go to all the lavish banquets where all the fine food was at. But if you were a commoner, you stood in line to get, you know, whatever, basic rations. That's where these people want to take us, but where will it start? It started right now. We already see it happening. You know, I would be judicious, but I would make sure my preps are topped off. I tell people sprouting seeds are critical. Gardening seeds are critical. You know, if that happens, we already see it going on in California to some degree, the restriction of ham radio. And I want to mention that we do still have ham radios in stock. Both things, we still have them in stock. It's taken a couple weeks to get things out right now, Dave, because we're behind. Night vision is still available, which I would expect under a totalitarian regime that would not be available. All the ammunition's gone. I mean, it's gone. The day of preparing for ammunition is gone. Unless you want to go pay three and four times the amount, I was looking, you know, for 1,000 rounds of AR-15 ammo. You pay about $300. Now people are getting $600-$700 for 1,000 rounds.
Wow.
And so you, yeah, it's same thing with anything. Any kind of thing has any resort, any familiar to a military caliber, 357, which was a military caliber at one time, but 9mm, 40, 45, 223, 556, 308. That's all gone, I know, because I have two, I'm a federal firearms dealer, and I have two major accounts with federal, that sell wholesale firearms to everybody, you know, if I want to buy a gun for resale, that's where I go and buy it. And all their Glocks are gone, all their SIGs are gone, all their H&Ks are gone, all their Ruger pistols are gone, most of the AR-15s are gone, and every last round of the aforementioned caliber of rounds are gone. You can't buy it. It's gone, completely, 100% gone.
Are they still producing?
Who knows? It doesn't matter. It's gone. And then if it's not gone, you're going to pay an arm and a leg for it.
How does 5G factor into all this, Bob?
You know, Dave, I don't know. I've not read enough into it. I know there's a lot of people that say it's healthy. There's two trains of thought. One, it's a Chinese ploy to get us not to deploy 5G. I'm just going to put it out there. I know a lot of people get upset at that, but you know, China's going to employ it. They want to make us not employ it, so they tell everybody it's going to kill them. I don't know the facts enough to mention it. I'm not well. I know Mike Adams is probably far better at answering that question than I am. But we do know that 5G, the same frequency are used in crowd dispersal weapons. That frequency range is, if you want to disperse a crowd, they have those big things, they just point at a crowd and they just start pumping up that frequency, and you get hot and irritated and you just want to get out of the area. So, you know, I would tend on the side of caution and say it's probably not good for us. How exactly it's going to be bad for us, cancer rates, I'm sure. Probably it'll affect our ability to, you know, have cognitive thinking, pacify people, maybe even agitate them, you know, to where they get excited and irritable. Dave, these are the dark days ahead. People who listened in the past and maybe got out of the city, you're going to fare far better. People who networked together with other people, maybe got their ham radio license and learned and have a network of people they can talk with, they're going to fare far better. People who learn to shoot and, you know, use night vision are going to fare far better. And obviously people who have food and water stored, you know, in abundance are going to fare far better. And I just want to say something. That is not hoarding. You did not hoard that food. You judiciously saved it, the same way a farmer might save food over several crops and can it and put it in his basement. That's not hoarding. Hoarding is what people that didn't prepare are doing. You know, when you go down there and you buy, there's 100 cans of black beans on the shelf and you buy all of them. That is hoarding. So, you know, people who followed what you said, Dave, and bought food judiciously and maybe monthly they bought a little bit here and there, bought some, you know, for the last 2 or 3 years, that's not hoarding. That's being judicious. So,
well, the when we say judicious, we don't know how long this crisis is going to go on. So it's difficult to really know how much you should buy.
Well, we've been telling people 2 years. And I know that for somebody on a budget where they might have a couple hundred dollars of discretionary income extra a month, that's a long time to plan for. And that's why I know, Dave, you've done it. You said, listen, buy a month at a time. You know, don't, you know, if a month at a time, get it slowly, you know, over an aggregated accumulation of it, you end up with a fair amount of food. And that doesn't mean you won't be able to get it. Either get some food that will still be available or grow some food, but it's going to be vastly limited. I mean, you know, Walmart limiting people to maybe one package of hamburger. I mean, what happens if you have a family of five? And that's what this person in law enforcement told me, that the lady had five children. And she said, that's not enough to feed my five children. And they told her basically, I'm sorry, ma'am, but that's all we're allowing you to get. And today I was out at a farm store, you know, a big one, like the Walmart or farm stores. And they had many signs, limit one per person, limit one per person. The ammo section was completely gone, Dave. I mean, they had some oddball rounds and a couple shotgun rounds, but virtually all the ammo was gone. None.
Wow. It's just hard to believe. And why aren't we replenishing our ammo supply?
Well, it's probably it's being outstripped, and probably the government's buying a lot of it so that you and I can't get it. We don't know how the ammunition companies have been compromised. We have a government that says Walmart is a necessary store to be open, but churches aren't. I mean, shouldn't we consider we want the divine favor of heaven right now? I mean, but no, we can't do that, but we can leave Walmart open. And sometimes I go into those stores and I start rooting for the virus, Dave. I'm sorry. It's a, you look around and you start saying, maybe the virus needs to win. I'm sorry for saying that, but it's like these people don't have a clue. And, you know, it's really sad. And I'm being tongue-in-cheek when I say that.
Yeah, I know. I know you're being tongue-in-cheek, but the reality is there's not enough for what we need. So there's going to be
What do the globalists want to do, Dave? What do the globalists want to do?
Well, they want to do a lot of things.
Get rid of a lot of people.
Okay, I agree.
You don't feed them. You get them sick. And then you herd them into concentration camps. I'm waiting for that next. We have these protection centers that you can go to and be safe. You know, I saw a meme the other day. This family in prison, you know, in a cell with iron bars with a lock on it that said FEMA. And they had food on the table. They go, I feel safe. I also feel safe. We all feel safe. Now, that was what, you know, there's a mother, father, mother, and son. You know, I feel safe. I feel safe. Also, we all feel safe. I'm wondering if that's going to be rolled out next. So, Dave, so enough of the scare tactics right now. And they're not scare tactics, they're reality tactics. But I just want to tell people this. Okay, here's some concrete facts that you need to listen to and do. If you can get any type of sanitation products, get them. Don't hoard them. Don't go down there and take everybody that somebody else needs. Take a fair amount. Take your share. If you can get food, get extra food in your home. If you can get the ability to filter water, that's crucial. Get it in your home. People call me about shortwave radio, Dave. You want two different types of shortwave under ham band, ham radio. There's the kind of ham radio that you can use that I can talk maybe 50 to 100 miles out. Okay? Those are the little handheld things you see. And then you want a shortwave receiver. That's a separate radio completely. That allows you to listen to people from around the world. Different frequency ranges do different things, how they act on the ionosphere, whether they skip or they just go straight out to space. The little handheld ones, when you talk on those frequencies go right out to space. The lower frequency, 0 to 30 megahertz, they generally tend to bounce off the ionosphere, and that's why I can listen to someone in Australia, because it bounces up and bounces down, up and down and up until it gets to me. You need to have radio. You need to have it. And then again, I'm telling you, you're going to the night vision. It's expensive. It's still available, but you need to have it. The days are here that you're going to need to have it.
Let's break down the mystery of night vision. Why is it so important?
Well, I mean, again, imagine me getting into a ring, Dave, with a fighter or another guy who wants to beat me up, and I've got a bandana over my eyes. I mean, it ain't gonna be much of a fight. Now, during the day, yeah, we can each see each other. But anybody with night vision that has it, or even people that don't have it, bad guys, are going to probably operate at night. Well, not probably. They will operate at night. They're going to think they're under the cover of darkness where they can perpetrate their maliciousness upon you. And night vision gives you not only the ability to see them, see what they're doing. And, I mean, Dave, this isn't the little $50 pair you're going to get out of a Cracker Jack box. This is military-grade night vision that lets you to see hundreds of yards away. And I do mean hundreds, 500-600 yards away. Even if you're in the woods and it's summer and it's cloudy out, you're going to be able to see hundreds of yards away. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. So you're going to be able to see people coming. If you have the additional funds, you can get an infrared aiming laser. An infrared aiming laser, you don't see the laser beam. Nobody sees it except for somebody with night vision on. So you can aim a weapon. I can shoot steel easily at 200 yards at night on a very, very dark night. I can hit an 8-inch piece of steel from 200 yards away. Bad guys are going to have this stuff. If they don't have it, they'll break into enough houses to get it because, you know, people won't be ready for it or whatever. But if you have it, you can you take what you do when you get into that fight, you take the blindfold off, the bandana off your eyes so that you can at least see your opponent. And if your opponent doesn't have it and he just thinks he's going to use the cover of dark to do that, then he's going to have a very, very bad day. Probably his last day. You know, again, night hunting at night is highly illegal in most states, unless it's pig hunting, which some states allow you to do that because there's so many of them. But in an emergency, if your family's starving, I really wouldn't care. I can hunt at night. A lot of animals come out at night. I can, and again, I tell people with the caveat, don't do this. Don't try this at home. If the zombies are out, that's different. But you can drive a car with night vision. You can turn all the headlights off and drive black down the road and see perfectly well enough to drive. If somebody's injured or something of that effect, I can perform a medical procedure on them, a tourniquet or whatever, you know, I need to do without turning a flashlight on. So those are some of the things that night vision can do. It's expensive. We do offer financing for it, but again, that's some of what it'll do. And so, you know, it depends on which order, you know, which unit you order. It's 2 weeks to 4 weeks out. That's running pretty true to form right now. It's just more and more people are understanding the dynamic of being able to see and do stuff at night. Even if I just go out at night and, you know, want to patrol to make sure that no bad people in the area. And if you have neighbors and, you know, you set up that kind of patrol with your neighbors that you can guard not only your house but other people's houses, you're gonna earn a lot of favor from those people. And you could, you know, trade, do that network thing I talked about where you can say, listen, I'm going to do this, I'll help provide security for the community, but you know, that I need something in return, you know, maybe work my garden or whatever, you know, whatever you can trade and barter. And I do want to address this. If you live in a residential neighborhood and you think it's because your lights, you're not going to need night vision, all it's going to take is one guy to go and take care of a transformer. And, I mean, that's not rocket science. It's pretty much easy to figure out that it's easy to turn the power off by shooting a transformer. Somebody in California did that, you know, a couple of years ago. So that's what night vision does. It allows you to protect what you have. I mean, if you don't have the ability to protect your food, well, you can figure out what's going to happen there.
So yeah, I got
this
that.
This is not scare tactics, Dave. This isn't a sales thing. I think you and I have probably done well enough in life that we wouldn't need to make another dime if we didn't have to. So it's not that I'm trying to get people's money. It's not. I'm just telling people the reality, the fact that I know you're doing the same thing with food. I know you, Dave. I know you have compassion for people's lives. You know, my heart broke the other day because my niece, brand new mother, newborn baby, they had a photography business that did weddings. Well, they had. They've lost everything. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of people out there like that. And my heart goes out to people like that. And there are going to be bad people out there to victimize them. And that's where the good people can come together and pull together and work as a community and network to assist and to help keep normalcy. And night vision does that. Radio communication does that. Being able to garden and share food will do that. Food banks. I mean, anything we can do right now to help others and do that, we not only, you know, we strengthen our community, which actually provides a better defense for us.
You know what? It seems to me, too. You just said the magic words. We have a pretty good-sized garden. Fortunately, my wife has a good green thumb. But in a crisis, the last thing you want to be seen doing is tending to your garden.
Yeah, you
night vision. Night vision. This is my point. night vision would allow you to tend to your garden at night.
Yeah. I mean, you can do a lot of things at night, and again, you can also keep the predators away. In Tennessee, it's legal to shoot deer if they're on your property being destructive. Well, if they're eating your crops down, you can shoot them, from what I understand of the law. So, I mean, you know, and not only do you protect your crops, but you just bagged 150 pounds of meat. So that's some of the things that it'll afford you. And again, Dave, I just tell people this. To me, it's a critical necessity that I want to be able to do. I want to be able to see people from a long way away before they get to me. And the other thing with radio is that my ham radios have a scan button, so I can scan. If I start hearing people talk on that, depending on how close they are, you know, I want to know what they're saying because they might be pretty close, and I can direction find somebody pretty easily with just simple equipment and find out where they're at. And but if they have ham radio and they're in my area and I don't know them, I want to find out and, you know, do a sneak and peek and find out what they're about, because they might be looters, they might be bad people. And again, if you've developed that network community of friends and stuff, you can go say, listen, one way or another, you're not going to be welcome in this area. Feet first or voluntary, either way, you're not welcome in this area. You know, if that's what they're there for.
But let's get down to the $64 million question. We prepare. But to maintain distance from a tyrannical government, preparation will only carry you so far. You might get a few years.
Yes.
So you get a few years out of this, Bob. Isn't there a point, though, of no return to where
if indeed
we have to fight? I mean, isn't that inevitable?
Yeah, what you do, though, is your plan evolves. I mean, people's plans are evolving right now. As they see the dynamics coming ahead of them, you alter your plan. My plan is not rigid. Okay, A is A, B is B, C is C, and never going to change. No, any plan has to be fluid and dynamic. You evolve according to the threats you face. And so anybody who wants to be static in a dynamic environment is not going to last long. So, you know, as your opponent moves, it's a chess game. You know, if I move my rook somewhere, and, you know, or my knight, and the guy sees I'm trying to set up a trap for him, he alters his plan to set up a trap for me. It's the dynamic of the battlefield, and by battlefield I don't necessarily mean a violent one. I'm just saying there is a battlefield out there, intellectual, and sometimes physical. And as you see your opponent making changes to where they are trying to be used against you, you need to be fluid enough to be and dynamic enough to say, listen, I'm going to change my plan. I mean, people will survive. Good people will survive. And that's our goal. I mean, is at the end of this game, we win. And, you know, and I want to say this, as a Christian, as a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, and read the book, the Bible, we do win in the end. The wicked are destroyed. And, you know, that's my hope. That's my real, because, I mean, you can only threaten me with death so much. I mean, you know, you kill me, I'm in the presence of God. You know, Jesus said to the thief on the cross, this day you will be with me in paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the downside to that? You know, so, you can take my life. I'm not going to let you. I'm not going to put it my neck in a noose. But they intrinsically know I'm a wicked person. I mean, I have to think some of these politicians that have raped children, drank their blood, done all this horrible stuff, when they ponder eternity, it must send a shiver up their spine. They try to drown it with atheism. Oh, there's no God. But deep down inside, they have to wonder, what if there is? And that must send a shiver up their spine to think a judgment day ahead. To the righteous, there's nothing but good. I mean, it's all up. It's not my best life here. It's my best life there.
Well, Bob, let me ask you a survival question in the time we have left. And we got to be brief. We got about 2 minutes. If you were to list the top three things that people need to plan on getting for survival, I would list food and water as one and two. But I'm wondering, what would you list and what would be your third?
Well, my third, it's like I've always said, the parallel tracks of the train, night vision and communication, and then if you have medical needs, I would have some analgesics, you know, and Tylenol's getting in short supply. But analgesics, betadines, you know, maybe some stuff to tend to more than just a boo-boo, you know, cuts, burns. People don't understand that in the 18th century, the number one death rate was not from childbirth, it was from burns, because everybody used fire, and these women were cooking with flour and grease. Well, if you know what a dust-initiated explosion is along with grease, oh my gosh, they just went up like torches. So, you know, being able to deal with burns, being able to deal with infection, you know, fish antibiotics for your fish.
Wow.
You know.
You're turning this into quite the list now.
Yeah, I know.
It is. We're almost out of time, so let's do this, okay? Let me short circuit this because I know you talk to people. And people will say, well, can I get this from Bob? So let's go ahead and give out your contact information so they can get a hold of you.
Okay. I just want to say this. If you order from me, be prepared to wait. We are behind. I'm going to say that.
Everyone is behind.
Yeah.
The mantra is behind, so no one's going to go anywhere and get express service today.
You're not going to find it anywhere else, yes.
No, that's right.
800-627-3809 is my phone number, 800-627-3809. My website, readymaderesources.com. If you have a question on something, give me a call. Send me an email to robert@readymaderesources.com to see if it is really available. The inventory is so fluid and dynamic right now, it's hard to keep everything in and out, all up to date. I've got a heck of an inventory job if this does pass, just to get my inventory caught back up and accurate.
No, everyone's this way. I'm this way. People I represent, you're absolutely correct, Bob. Okay, we think we've got the contact established. We've got the needs established. We've had a great program of information. And as we always do at the end, we always allow our guests to promote what it is they do. And let me tell you, this is something people you need to pursue. Bob, thank you so much for joining us. We are flat out of time, but again, you're welcome back on here anytime.
God bless, Dave, and just God bless everyone right now and be safe.
Thank you, Bob.